Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. Oh my goddess, sister queen, I am so excited to share with you that Rose Gold Goddesses is officially open. We are accepting new members for the most high vibe community on the interwebs and in real life as well. What Rose Gold Goddesses is your sacred sisterhood collective. We have our very own app with all types of content to support you on your spiritual journey. From all of my masterclasses, I upload content specifically for Rose Gold Goddesses, from manifestation to launching a podcast to writing a book and everything in between to support you on your journey of becoming your highest self. There are thousands of like-minded women who are there to connect with you, whether you want to meet up for a cup of ceremonial cacao or talk about your dharma or whatever it is that you need support with at this time. Rose Gold Goddesses has got you. Consider it your spiritual gym membership with all things to support you on your journey of becoming your highest self. So you can come join us at rosegoldgoddesses.com. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com, and we are so excited to welcome you in. Are you interested in having a career focused on health and wellness? Well, if so, then the universe is calling you to become a holistic health coach. I am offering this incredible deal, a discount of $1,500 off my alma mater, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school, with guest teachers such as Deepak Chopra, Chris Carr, Dr. Hyman, and Dr. Andrew Whale, and so many others. It is split between 6 months of health coaching programs teaching you hundreds of nutritional theories, including Ayurveda, as well as 6 months of business coaching. And as an additional bonus, I am offering a webinar where I will teach you how to use social media to create a thriving career as a health coach. On top of that, I have created a private Facebook community just for the Highest Self Podcast listeners who are becoming health coaches to connect with each other, meet up with each other, and support one another on this journey. So if you're interested, send an email over to Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com with subject I-I-N. Again, Sahara at eatfeelfresh.com with subject I-I-N. And I will personally send you back the email that will allow you to get a $1,500 off discount, as well as my business coaching webinar and the private Facebook group. I'm so excited for you to begin your journey as a health coach. This is one of those episodes that I had a thought, hopped on the mic before this thought even completely formulated, because I feel so energized and inspired to share about it. So I just read a quote, and this is not the only quote, but I see a lot of quotes and information and media pertaining around this idea that you only have a certain amount of energy. So you have this finite amount of energy, so you have to be very wise on how you use this energy. And I think that this is a massive limiting belief. I see this as a common theory in the modern spiritual movement that, you know, you don't want to use your energy on too many things and just conserve your energy. And it makes us seem fragile when we are not. And what it actually causes us to do is to prevent ourselves from fully stepping into our power. We are so afraid of burning ourselves out and using all of this energy that most people out there are actually nowhere near the amount of energy and output and creation that they can create. You know, there are a small pool of people who are like constantly doing and constantly making, and they're creating every moment of the day, that yes, I think it is important medicine for them to relax. And I think it's important medicine for all of us to relax and be wise as well in how we are using our energy. But it is not finite. In fact, it is limitless. And when we are in alignment with our dharma, our soul's purpose, We are almost like tapped into the sun. And this sun does not have, you know, a finite amount of energy. I can only glow on these hours of the days and these other ones. Oh God, I have my boundaries in place and I can't glow anymore, especially if you're shadowing. I can't go over there. It's going to just ruin my vibe. We are tapped into the sun. We are the sun in human expression. Therefore, when you are living in alignment with your truth, there is endless amount of energy that is flowing through you. You are not forcing. You are not hitting against a wall. If you are at that point where you're hitting against a wall, where you do not want to be doing that thing and you're forcing yourself, I would invite you to then take a break and rethink why you are even doing this in the first place, and if it's a limiting belief or if it's something that's not in alignment with your dharma. But creation, the true essence of being in total alignment with what you are doing, is the highest form of meditation. As I was writing my book, Discover Your Dharma, I shared about how a lot of people like today are saying, you're a human being, not a human doing. And while I do agree that many humans have not fully tapped into their being, they have not been in their literal being physical vessel and embodied themselves in their human form, which is extremely crucial, especially now with this rise of consciousness. But I don't think we are here to just be. I don't think that we are here to just, you know, rest, and work is something you do to make money so you can go back to this rested state. I think that the true work that we are doing, and how I call it the W-E-R-K work, which has a higher vibration to it, that is actually why we're here. The sleep, the self-care, the recovery is so we can go out there and live our best lives. And I think by perpetuating, you know, quotes and ideas that we only have this finite amount of energy, be careful who you're surrounded by, be careful what you use your energy on, delegate every single thing in your whole entire life so you can just become this blob and do absolutely nothing because that's the peak of humanity. I don't believe that's true. When I am creating something, like I'm writing my book, or I'm even on phone calls, but there's something that I want to be working on, or I'm recording these podcasts or writing the descriptions or whatever it is that I'm doing, there's nowhere else I want to be. I am fully immersed in that doing. It is my sacred doing. It is my divine doing. And that is the highest form of being. Most of us, we aren't willing to go there. We aren't willing to ask ourselves, what is it that I truly want to be doing? How is my highest form expressed? How can I every day be doing something that brings me joy and excitement and fulfillment? And yes, there will be obstacles and issues and customer service and all of that stuff too, but I want to be here. Like in a relationship, there are going to be difficult moments in your relationship. There are going to be arguments and fights and misunderstandings and moments that you might want to walk away. But what causes the relationship to thrive is even in those moments when most people would have given up, walked away, taken a drive, never come back, to still say, I want to be here and I want to make this work. Most of us are not willing to go there with our dharmas. We are not willing to ask those big questions of what sets my soul on fire. So because of this, we're looking for a band-aid. How can I take more bubble baths and, you know, practice more self-care and set more boundaries and all of these things that aren't important? But let's get to the real issue here, which is, how are you living your life? Because I can meditate and put oil on my skin and eat the healthiest diet, but if I hate what I'm doing, it's just a band-aid. And it disempowers us because we are actually capable of so much more than we give ourselves credit for. Like, that is the thing that I really want to drive home to you guys today. And I hope you see this in the work that I'm doing. But there are so many times that I myself have given into this limiting belief of, oh, my energy is finite and I'm this fragile being. And oh God, I only have this many, you know, sticks to give out. Yes, if you are ill, if you have Lyme disease, if you have something like that, that might be the case for you. But if you're a healthy, able-bodied human, you actually have a lot more energy than you that you haven't even tapped into yet. Okay, real talk. The product I'm about to tell you about is literally the best thing I've ever put into my mouth. And that is saying a lot. And this is Organifi's Gold. So essentially, it is the hot chocolate of your dreams with none of the sugar and all of the turmeric and reishi with a touch of ginger as well. It is delicious on its own just with water. When I was on my Pancha Karma and I couldn't have any sugar or chocolate, anything like that, I brought my Organifi Gold with me. Pancha Karma approved, and all I needed was hot water, and it was the perfect, just sweet, soothing, desserty taste that I so deeply crave after meals. And it makes me feel so calm, so restorative. It is my optimal nighttime tonic, and literally I've gotten all my friends on it, and I'm pinching myself that they are my podcast sponsors, because even if they weren't, I would still be telling everyone about it. So head over to Organifi.com and use coupon code Sahara for 20% off. That is Organifi, Organifi.com. Use coupon code Sahara for 20% off your gold. You know, I've seen times in my life where before I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to get through the next month. I look at my schedule and it's traveling and speaking and creating things and showing up there and 12-hour workdays every single day. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to burn out. It's going to be too much for me. I even had nightmares before sometimes of like being kidnapped in my own life, and I freak myself out. And then when I get in there and I start doing it and I start speaking and teaching and sharing my gifts, I become more alive than ever before. And in fact, I laugh because I think about what I before thought I was capable of and how it was just a fraction of what I truly am capable of. And I see this happen with many mothers when they have children. They look back on their lives pre-children, and I'm not a mother, so I can't speak to this personally, but I'm sure you mamas out there listening, you look at your life pre-children, you're like, that's cute. I thought I was multitasking. I thought I was giving it my all. Like, you're introduced to a whole nother level of your superwoman when you become a mother. The things that appeared to be mountains to you before are like rolling hills that you step over. And this is life. This is evolvement. As we progress, as we step deeper and deeper into our truth, we realize that we have so much more within us that we have only been playing in the puddles of our oceans. You know, I look at Marianne Williamson, who is just running for president. Every single day being in a new state, rallying to people who didn't believe in her, and showing up in ways that most of us would never be able to. And whether you agree with her politics or not, we can all look at that as something admirable. And, you know, before running for president, she was a spiritual teacher and an author and taught about, you know, meditation and relationships and goddesses and all of these things. But then she stepped up to this whole other being of who she was, and suddenly the energy rose with her. Had she thought, oh God, you know, I'm not going to be able to meditate enough if I run for president. I'm not going to be able to practice like my self-care, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to walk in nature anymore. She would have never done it. And her doing it has inspired hundreds of thousands of people to step up into their power. Just the fact that, you know, we see someone in the spiritual community play big in such a way is inspiring for all of us. And had she read these quotes and take them too seriously and said, you know, I'm a human being, not a human doing, and I only have a finite amount of energy, so I might as well just sit on the couch and delegate my life because the point of my evolvement is to have the littlest amount of energy expenditure possible, we would not have ancient scriptures if people thought that way. We would not have art if people thought that way. We would not have language and music and buildings and civilizations and astrology and medicine. We would not have anything if humans thought that way. It's because humans have always been pushing their limits, seeing, wow, how else can I show up? How else can I serve? What else is waiting for me on this other side? It's because we've always been surpassing our former limits that we have become limitless. And this is the most important message for the spiritual community, I believe, because we are the ones who are aligned with truth. We are the ones on a daily basis asking, how can I serve? So when we get brainwashed by limiting beliefs and conditioning that make us appear fragile and limited, then our medicine, our alchemy, the schools and businesses and visions that are waiting to be birthed through us will not. Because our human mind read on Instagram that I'm not going to have enough energy for it, and I should hire a VA to do it for me, and I should automate my whole life so I'm making money while I sleep, so maybe all I do is just sleep. Like, fuck that. I don't want to work a 4-hour work week because I love my work. I work 24/7 because even when I'm dreaming, I'm working. I'm creating from those dreams. So when we see that separation between my working self and my true self, myself out into the world and my highest self, we fragment ourselves from our power. We say, okay, my power is over here, but the stuff I have to do to be successful in society is over there. So I have to disempower myself. I have to burn myself out. I have to essentially cut off myself from my own supply to be taken seriously out into the world. And this is why we see a lot of great people with great ideas. We see healers and astrologers and Reiki practitioners, etc. And they're like, wait, why aren't I able to make money doing what I love? The reason why is because you're afraid of your own power. Because you have been taught that your power is limited when it is infinite. And when you start trusting that when you step up into bigger situations, your energy will match you and surpass you, you get to play bigger than you ever have been playing before. So my entire Awaken Your Powers masterclass, which is a 2.5-hour masterclass like this, co-hosted by Shaman Durek, who you may recognize from the podcast, we created this masterclass to activate the leaders, to show them that they are capable of so much more than they could imagine, and that it is our dharma to show up in this expression. So that masterclass is available as part of Rose Gold Goddesses. It is not for sale anywhere else. And best of all, Rose Gold Goddesses is only $29.99 a month if you join month to month, or $19 a month if you join annual. And that masterclass right now is valued at $500. So just signing up for Rose Gold Goddesses to watch that masterclass is worth 2 years of your subscription. On top of that, I have dozens of hours of more masterclasses from Sex, Money, Magic, which is activating the sacral chakra energy, how to discover your dharma, goddess dance activation. We have highest self podcast experts like Chandresh teaching about tantra, Ezzy Spencer teaching about lunar abundance rituals, Christine teaching how to lead a cacao ceremony, and so much more. So all of the content that you love here on Highest Self is there for you with a community that is doing it alongside with you in a way that doesn't exist anywhere else. There is no spiritual community out there that's specifically for women. For those of us who want to embody our inner goddesses, each month is themed with a new goddess archetype. So we just celebrated Durga month, which was stepping into our power. And each month I do a live goddess webinar with an entire ebook. I write a new ebook every single month for you guys, dedicated to that goddess and how to evoke her energy in your life with journaling prompts, meditation, tapping, practices, rituals, all of the things. So, I mean, again, just that would have been worth over a year of your subscription for just 1 month. And you're getting that every single month, plus weekly goddess practices with one of our goddess guides taking you through the ebook that I write you each month. So you're doing the practices together. there is so much in there that I can't even explain it on a podcast. You just have to go in there and see it for yourself and be like, whoa, this exists. And this is going to be my aid, my guide, my resource that allows me to step into my fullest power. So you can join us. You can sign up over at rosegoldgoddesses.com. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com. And I look so forward to celebrating you in there. If you loved this episode, I would love if you could leave me a review in the iTunes store. And as a free gift, I will share with you the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Simply email a screenshot of your review over to sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you over the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. Thank you and namaste.